And welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. And man, I don't know, we just continue to do it. We got another great show for you today. On the podcast is GP Greg Walsh, and he is the author of an audio course called Just Allow It. And this is really interesting stuff. I like the things that Greg has to say. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. He's going to help you think straight, and he's going to help you persevere as you try to jump the hurdles that are presented to us as we come home from situations of incarceration. GP Walsh on the show today. More after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all. Remember, you can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. Welcome back. On the phone with me today is GP Walsh. He's the author of Just Allow It. It's an audio course and soon to be released product called You're Not Broken. GP Greg Walsh, welcome to the Journey of Hope. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Rodney. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background so we can kind of get a feel from where you're coming from?
Well, I've had quite a varied background at this part of my life.
I've devoted completely to helping people
live deeper and more enriching lives, overcome the stuff that they've both done in the past and the stuff that's happened to them in the past, so that they can have the quality of life that all of us deserve. I've been a spiritual teacher for many, many years, and with a lot of experience in different different traditions, all sorts of time, both Eastern and Western. I've been an entrepreneur. I started several businesses. I have two sons that are running one of my businesses now. I've been a voiceover talent. I've worked on TV and radio and even did some video games, believe it or not.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very fun, as well as a composer. And I was a musician, working musician for a long time. So I've had a real wide variety of stuff, but I've always had this desire to help people, mm-hmm. and always just an insatiable curiosity for anything that anything has to do with spirituality and spiritual teachings and various kinds of practices. So I've learned lots of them. I'm a meditation teacher. I practice energy healing, a form known as the Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, mm-hmm. Which is an extremely, it's based on acupuncture, and it's extremely effective at all sorts of things. I even use it with combat veterans to help them with PTSD, and it actually gives them almost instantaneous relief from a lot of the symptoms. So
okay.
So that's me. That's what I do. And I just love, you know, there's just nothing better than seeing somebody have that breakthrough that leads to a significant transformation in their life.
Okay, great. I noticed as I was looking through your materials that you talk about something called allowing things to happen. And I was wondering if you could go into a little detail about what it is you mean by that.
Oh, I'd love to. All of us as children, just because of the way we were treated, and some people were, you know, treated more badly than others, some extremely badly, but all of us, to a certain extent, had our natural inclinations shut down by our environment. Sometimes the very best part of you gets expressed as a child, but it meets with the displeasure of your parents or your caregivers. And so it just shuts us down and trains us into being into a state, really, of being kind of in resistance to the world. We're always a bit suspicious, you know? We're not really open. We're not just letting ourselves ourselves come out and express ourselves and be who we are. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just being that way with other people. We end up doing it to ourselves. And so we end up getting cut off from our own feelings. We have a hard time owning our dreams. We have a hard time owning our ambitions. We have a hard time admitting to what we actually want, what we want to have in our life, the kind of people we want to have in our life, the experiences we want to have, the work that we want to do. A lot of the stuff that comes to us very naturally, just based on who we are, becomes inaccessible to us. Mm-hmm. And so the course I designed as a means of getting people to be able to come back to that place of real self-acceptance and begin to discover that stuff inside of themselves that has never, ever been lost, but has been suppressed, has been kind of buried out of our view. And when it gets buried, it makes for real odd behaviors. I mean, pretty much all the behaviors that we've done in our life that we regret, we wish hadn't happened or gotten us stuck somewhere, are a result of trying to compensate for these parts of us that haven't really gotten the attention they deserve. And when you start giving them the attention, they begin to come out. Mm-hmm. They begin to come out, and there's a feeling of freedom that goes with it, a feeling of liberation. Excuse me. So when I talk about allowing, I'm not just talking about you just kind of let stuff happen to you. It's not that passive. What it really is a sense of self-acceptance that runs so deeply that you really get an opportunity to be who you are and to let that come out and be shared with the rest of the world. You kind of overcome the fear of being rejected, of being put down, and you really let who you are come out in a big way. Mm-hmm. And that leads to a real sense of authority. It leads to a sense of power. It leads to purpose. It leads to commitment. And it leads to far less mistakes in our lives, because we actually, maybe for the first time, know what we want. And that allows us to go out and get it. Because once you know what you want, it becomes a whole lot easier to actually take the steps to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the process. The first step is always accepting what's going on inside of you, accepting your own feelings, your own emotions, your, you know, the ups and downs of life, just the realities of human life. When you really become accepting and allowing of it, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, if you're out swimming in the ocean, if you're swimming against the current, you're going to have a really tough time. But if you turn around and swim with the current, boy, life gets a whole lot easier.
Well, is this what you mean when you say that you mentioned that there are two key skills that we have to learn, and one is completely accepting the unknown? Is that what you mean when you say accepting the unknown, or is that something different?
No, that's really it, because most of life is unknown. We really don't know what's going to happen next. You don't even know what your next thought's going to be, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always trying to prepare as if we have the answer. And there's a certain amount of course, we're going to plan, we're going to do stuff, we're going to, you know, we want to have a certain sense of stability in our lives. But at the same time, we want mystery, we want adventure, we want new things, we want the unexpected, we want surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be willing to allow that which is unknown to come to us means we have the opportunity to be surprised, to have that kind of sudden joy. It's the kind of thing that kids do all the time. We just get it socialized out of us. Kids are forever in the unknown. They're always, you know, what's the next thing coming? And there's always this sense of wonder and joy about it. Whereas for us, we see the unknown as something that's very scary. It becomes a whole lot easier as you begin to really be comfortable in your own skin. There's a sense of having the inner resources that are capable of dealing with anything. And so there's a whole lot less fear about going into new places, doing new things, trying things, taking some risks with your life, really experiencing life as it was really meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fully and without inhibition.
Well, you also mention another key skill is to let go of the past, and which is very apropos for this audience and me included. And I've had, Greg, other people come on the show and talk about this, but my question is, you know, sometimes that past is pretty traumatic. So how do you go about the process of letting go of that? What would be your advice along those lines?
Yeah, I love this subject, because when people say let go of the past, there's kind of this feeling like somehow you got to get rid of it. You know, well, you can't get rid of it. I mean, it happened, you know? Things mm-hmm. happened to you, and you did things. And that's just the reality of it, right? Mm-hmm. Letting go really starts with a total acceptance and a surrender to what it is and what happened and the effect it had both on yourself and on others.
Mm-hmm.
To really be brutally honest with that energy and to just really own it completely opens the door to forgiveness. Now, that seems weird for people because they want it to go away. But believe me, that your energy system, your nervous system, your spirit knows how to process this stuff if you let it. And what that means is you have to let it. You have to really be fully with it. And that means feeling all of it, the grief, the remorse, the lack of self-esteem, all the things that both contributed and resulted from it. You simply let yourself experience it fully. And if you do, the system will naturally process through it and bring you to a new state of self-acceptance and even forgiveness. Because
mm-hmm.
they're really, you know, there's nothing anybody can do that isn't forgivable.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to be a fact. Some things are harder than others. Some things are very difficult. You know, mistakes. It's not that mistakes don't, that you know, suddenly the consequences vanish. That's not really the case.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, if you become honest, if you become trustworthy, if you become worthy, the opportunities to express it will come to you. And I know it's really hard if you've done something in your past that you really regret. There, you know, it's hard to avoid trying to beat yourself up. A lot of people think if you beat yourself up enough, that then maybe it'll change behavior, but it doesn't really work. You know, punishment isn't an effective curb of behavior. Only a deep sense of remorse and a deep sense of saying, you know what, I don't want to live like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And then making really concrete decisions as to how you're going to do that. That's how you let go of the past. Mm-hmm. You let go of the effect of the past because you're not the same person anymore. The person that did those things in the past is not the person that you are now, so that you don't have to feel that sense of burden, that sense of guilt any longer because it was somebody else. And, you know, let's face it, you know, we all do stupid things in our lives, all of us, mm-hmm. some more severe than others, some have more bigger punishment than others, but we all do stupid things, and all those stupid things have one thing in common. They don't look stupid at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you realize that the state of mind you're in with that did that is not the same state of mind you're in now, you can begin to let it go because it really isn't you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I really like that. You had mentioned earlier EFT, and I would like to go back to that for just a second. Can you take a minute to explain what that is and how you use that to help people with post-traumatic stress?
Sure, I can. It's a very simple technique that falls in under the category they kind of put under is energy psychology, because a lot of therapists are picking it up and using it because it's so very, very effective at relieving emotional traumas. And all of the current research on medical research on emotional trauma has concluded that to really release traumas, there has to be some kind of physical manipulation that happens, something. It can be exercise, it can be yoga, it can be qigong, it can be, there's a variety of different ways of doing it, but there has to be the body has to release the trauma because that's where it's actually stored. Mm-hmm. And EFT is extremely effective at that, and it's also called meridian tapping. EFT stands for the emotional freedom technique, and if you go out to Google or YouTube, you can find a million videos out there as to how to do it, and also guide you through the process on just about 1,000 different subjects. The information is very readily available. The guy who created it, his name is Gary Craig, was just a really beautiful man who put the whole thing out there in the public domain. I mean, he would, you know, he'd have to pay to be trained by him, but he just put the information out there freely, so it doesn't cost anything to learn how to do it. What it does is it involves simply, it's based on the Chinese energy system, which they use in acupuncture and acupressure, mm-hmm. But rather than using needles, you simply tap on various parts of your body, which stimulates the energy system to release traumas and release various kinds of energies. And there's only 9 points you have to tap on in order to make it work. It's pretty amazing, and it's extremely effective.
This is really good stuff. How do we find you on the internet, Greg?
The best way to find me is gpwalsh.com.
Okay.
And there is, or there should be, an opt-in thing to get on my email list.
Okay.
I have also conversationswithg.com, which is the site I have for my internet radio show that I do, mm-hmm. which is very simply, I just answer questions anybody has about anything. The advantage of having been doing this stuff for 40 years, I've pretty much nothing surprises me, shocks me, or stumps me anymore.
Great.
So I have a weekly show I do that's nothing but to answer questions that people have about their lives and about whatever it is they need answered. There's another site I have, which is called Tap Happy energyhealing.net, which is really dedicated to the energy healing and EFT. But if you get on any of my mailing lists, I'll be letting people know about what's coming up. And I have a variety of things too. I try to make stuff for every price point. So there's a lot of stuff I give away for free. There's stuff that's very low cost. And then there's other courses that I have to charge more for. Mm-hmm. But I do want to make sure that there's adequate information for people no matter where they happen to be in their life.
Very good. And I've read through some of this stuff. It's excellent. You want to be sure and go check these sites out, and we'll provide a link here. If you just look to the left of the podcast, the link is there, and you can click on it and go to these sites. He's a speaker, an author, and a spiritual teacher, an energy healer, a master coach, GP Walsh. Greg, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey y'all, just a little reminder, we've got some great shows coming up in the next few weeks here on the Journey of Hope. Our next couple of shows, we've got Jillian Bullock coming up, and we've got Carolyn Jones. You're going to want to be sure and stay tuned for those, because there's some excellent information for ex-offenders there and the families and loved ones of ex-offenders as well. Those shows coming up in the next couple of weeks right here on the Journey of Hope. I want to thank my guest today, GP Greg Walsh, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.